So in this segment, during our weekly market report, as always, we're joined by our certified financial planner, Matthew Peck. And the topic this week, Matt, I know you went to a conference recently, and it's really, where has volatility gone? So I'll let you take it from there.
Oh, absolutely, guys. So I was honored to be in New York the past couple weeks, and it was a conference put on by J.P. Morgan and their chief global strategist, Dr. David Kelly, as well as ex-Secretary of Defense Robert Gates was there as well. So, you know, here in this conference had some really, really bright minds and some really great information, and kind of wanted to share it with our listeners. Because everyone sort of had the same feeling and the same concerns. It's like, okay, the market has just been going up and up and up. And even when it goes down, it doesn't really go down that much. And, you know, VIX, or which is a measurement of the volatility of kind of how crazy up and crazy down it goes, has been, you know, hitting historically low numbers. So when they had the information on it, there was three main reasons why they are saying that, you know, the reason why things are as quiet as they've been now. The first is just in general, or actually to kind of summarize as to why exactly it is just the American economy is less volatile. So the market is less volatile because currently the American economy is less volatile. And there's three main reasons for that. Number one is oil prices. Oil prices used to shock us into recessions, and they used to had, you know, they had issues in the early 70s, and anytime OPEC would sort of, you know, cut production or increase production, you would see people kind of freak out, and suddenly, you know, gas would be that much more expensive, which means that they would stop spending as much, etc. Well, with fracking technology, the American exporters and importers can basically bring oil onto the market extremely fast. So if we suddenly have a shock, all these guys from, you know, in the West are going to run out to their rigs, turn on the fracking technology, and suddenly we have enough oil to kind of moderate whatever the shock may be. So fracking technology has sort of served as a governor on oil prices. Secondly, is the fact that we are moving as a nation towards more of a service-based economy. So, you know, globalization, you know, obviously has hurt manufacturing jobs. And so there are a lot less jobs in that profession, but productivity's still there.
Sure.
In the meantime, we're going to restaurants and we're traveling and we're providing financial services, for example. We're much more of a service-based economy, which then, again, is less volatile and less sort of, rocky than manufacturing and some of the more traditional, or at least, you know, past 100 years. And then lastly, which is kind of part of that manufacturing, is inventory. You know, back 20 years ago, right, they had a good idea of what was in their warehouse, but they, you know, it was their best guess. Nowadays, everything is known at all point in time.
All accounted for.
It's all accounted for. So, oh, and by the way, Derek, and if it's not accounted for and you need more, I'm going to call up my buddy in China and he'll be able to get it for you if I can't get it for you.
Sure.
So you have this technology that is all over inventory and tracking everything, while at the same time, it's attached to a global supply chain. So if I need something extra, I can just call up a buddy and get it. So those three reasons: oil prices are a lot less volatile because of fracking. We're moving towards a more of a service-based economy, and inventory tracking, as well as sort of categorizing or cataloging, has been that much better. So these are all reasons why we are having a lot less volatile economy, which in turn is a lot less volatile, stock market.
Yeah, good stuff, Matt. And for those of you listening, each and every week we put out what's called a weekly market report. That includes an important topic on the market currently, kind of a current event type topic, like Matt just discussed. And we also include a copy of our radio show in case you missed it or you want to go back and listen to a segment. We have a weekly blog. And then we have some fun family pictures of what's going on in our own lives, just that I think sometimes is most entertaining for our clients to look at, just to see what we're up to in our families and our kids and whatnot. But if you want to get on that report, there's obviously no charge. Just go to our website, shpfinancial.com. And weekly, go to weekly newsletter sign up. I believe it's even on the homepage. Again, shpfinancial.com. Weekly newsletter sign up. Just put in your email and you'll start receiving each and every weekend.